Marta de Baile en W. Estamos donde estés. Nueva temporada. Primer lugar en todo el cuadrante. Lo mejor de la radio. Solo con Marta de Baile en W.
Uh-huh. Crystal Waters, we already feel that you're like our friend, because this is the second time you've been on the show. And let me tell you something. We talked about you like 3 months ago for 10 minutes straight. Because we did a really special show. Even though we're a talk show, we're so obsessed with music that for two Fridays, 3 hours long, part one and part two, we talked about the history of house music. So we started, you know, we talked about Frankie Knuckles and David Morales.
No, precioso. ¿Qué versión es la que? ¿Cuál es la que le gusta? ¿Cuál
es la versión? Stripped to the Bone.
Stripped to the Bone.
And obviously, when we came to you, we said, you know, there's so many songs that people adore that don't even know they're actually house music. But if there's one hymn, it's this song. So that's why we talked about you for 10 minutes.
Well, thank you very much.
Do you understand how this song means so much for that generation and for that genre?
I think so. I mean, people still play this song like it's brand new, and I get the crowd gets younger every year, and I get these teenage boys that come to the show because it's on TikTok now. It's all over TikTok. So they come to the show just to hear me sing this song. So I had no idea this song would be so relevant for 30. I guess it's 34 years now.
But it sounds still so today. But you know what? The older generation, me, my dear producer, we get so pissed off when suddenly they're playing either, you know, Gypsy Woman, or they're playing Forget Me Nots from Patrice Russian. And then everybody sort of like suddenly discovers this music for the first time. And they're like, oh, have you heard this song? Honey Bun, we've been hearing this song for the last 30 years. What are you talking about? Does that happen to you?
Ponme la de la 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 la.
Yeah. And people, you know, I had somebody ask me how, you know, somebody sampled the song. I can't remember. I think it was T.I. Somebody was like, how was it like working with T.I.? I'm like, no, I wrote that song. That's that's my song. So it's kind of weird sometimes when people just discover it.
I know you told us the story the last time we had a conversation, but I think, why? Oh, my God. I haven't translated anything to Spanish.
No importa. Está muy fácil. Marta,
o sea,
se te entiende perfecto.
I haven't said anything in Spanish.
Marta le está...
Perdón, cuentavientes. Yo ya hablando con Crystal Waters. Crystal Waters, le digo que esta canción es un himno de la música house y que estuvimos hablando de ella hace poco cuando hicimos el especial con Mario Lafontaine. De la parte 1 y 2 de
del house,
de la música house, y que hablamos de todo el mundo, hablamos de Frankie Knuckles, hablamos de Masters at Work, hablamos
por supuesto,
house europeo, del house hablamos. Americano, hablamos de Chicago, hablamos de Nueva York, y que esta canción, la verdad sí es como un himno de la música house, y me dice que es increíble para ella que las nuevas generaciones, a través a lo mejor de plataformas como TikTok, apenas la están descubriendo, o que de repente alguien samplea su canción y en una entrevista le preguntan, oye, ¿qué se sintió trabajar con fulano? Y ella, no, pues, perdón, pero la canción la escribí yo. Entonces, lo que quiero que nos cuente que...
Esta es la versión que le gusta.
This is the Stripped to the Bone version.
Ajá.
Pero le voy a preguntar ahorita que, híjole, cuando ella se siente escribir esta canción, pues, ¿cuál era el objeto? Y yo creo que nunca se imaginó que iba a trascender y que 34 años después las íbamos a seguir amando. So what I just said in Spanish is, I wonder how it was like, and I know you told us this story, but please say it again. How was it sitting down, writing this song? How it came about? What was the objective? What was the mission? What was it for? And I can imagine you never thought that 34 years later, it's going to be what it is.
No, I got this song. This was like one of the first house tracks I ever got to write to. I was doing more of a Sade, like, jazzy thing, and the Basin Boys sent me this track, and I remember I was sitting at my kitchen table, and all I came up with was, all I had was la-da-dee, la-da-da, la-da-dee, and I couldn't find any words that were that short for the syllables, so I said, oh, somebody's singing this song, and the song is about a woman I actually saw in downtown Washington, D.C., singing gospel songs, and she was singing for money. And long story short, I found out that she had lost her job, I think in the cosmetic counter retail. She would have a full face of makeup, fully dressed. She looked this normal. And this kind of made me understand, you know, how quickly someone could become homeless. But she said she wore the makeup because she wanted to be respectful when she asked people for money. And that just kind of, you know, touched my heart. So that's why the first line is, she wakes up early every morning just to do her hair because she cares. So that's how that came about.
Ay, how beautiful. A ver, Washington, D.C., what year was this?
This had to be 1987-ish. The song came out in 91, yeah.
The song came out in 91 because I remember I was doing radio at that time, and I remember playing you nonstop. I was a child, by the way.
Me too.
Exactly. How old were you?
I don't know. I was 12. No, I don't know.
Of course. Yeah. Le dice que, a ver, unos productores que se llaman The Basement Boys le mandan esta canción a Crystal. Ella vivía en Washington, D.C., la capital de Estados Unidos, y pues que ella escribía cosas más como yaceras, más clásicas, más tradicionales, y que pues lo único que tenía era el larari, larara, como el corito. Y de repente se acordó que había visto a una mujer sin hogar en las calles de Washington, que la acababan de correr hace poco de su trabajo, que trabajaba, me imagino, vendiendo cosméticos en una departamental. Y dice Crystal que la vio sin casa, en la calle, pidiendo dinero, pero con el pelo impecable, con la cara maquillada. Y que esta mujer le explicó su historia y que le dijo, yo me arreglo todas las mañanas porque quiero ser respetuosa cuando pida yo dinero. Y entonces que dijo, bueno, esto que me tocó tanto el corazón, sería bonito ponerlo en una canción, y por eso la canción empieza, se despierta muy temprano en la mañana para hacerse el pelo. Y de ahí sale la historia de Gypsy Woman, She's Homeless. How many times have you been in Mexico?
Quite a few. I think maybe 10. I'm going to be conservative. For over 30 years, I think at least 10.
Okay, so you're a local now, so you're a local. A super festival coming up, the Best of I Love Dance. That's happening December 19th en el Palacio de los Deportes. Se llama I Love Dance. Es el 19 de diciembre. And you are coming back. Any specific idea, any specific perception about Mexican audience? Are we different? Are we more excited? Do we dance more?
You are the most excited. I love coming because everybody's enthusiastic. Everybody comes to party. I remember, I think last time I didn't see any cell phones out. You know, these days you see a lot of cell phones. Everybody was into it. And I'm excited. Everybody sings along. So it makes a great show when that happens.
Oye, dice que somos muy prendidos, que la pasamos sensacional. Que la verdad es que pocos sacan los celulares, lo cual significa que están muy metidos en el show y que lo disfrutan mucho. Y tenemos 20 pases dobles para los cuentavientes.
Pero no los vamos a soltar hoy todos. No, no los vamos a soltar hoy cinco.
Cinco dobles.
Exacto,
okay.
Así vamos a ir dándolos.
So we have tickets that we're giving away, Crystal, so help me with this.
All right.
So, okay, we're going to give 5 double tickets.
Wow.
To the first 5 that can answer a question.
Okay.
So, it is your duty to ask that question that only a true Crystal Waters fan can know.
Okay. Oh, you want me to give you a question?
Yeah, give me the question.
I would say, what was the first dance song Crystal wrote?
Okay, nice. ¿Cuál fue la primera canción dance que escribió Crystal Waters?
Exacto.
Los 5 primeros.
Pero ahorita, jálale.
Claro, que me manden un tweet de volada, arroben a Crystal Waters oficial. Con mucho gusto les regalamos estos boletos para el 19 de diciembre. Se llama I Love Dance. Pero, como este programa se escucha en otras partes del mundo, tenemos una gran base de cuentavientes neoyorquinos. Ahí les va que Crystal Waters va a estar en Nueva York. Uh-huh. You're going to be in New York. Tell me all about it.
Oh, my event in New York. I am house orchestrated. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yes, this is something I've been wanting to do. It's going to be Robin S., CeCe Peniston, Barbara Tucker, Naya Day, Dwayne Harden, Amuka, all singing their hits live with an orchestra. So it's coming together. It's at Sony Hall, November 20th. It's coming together. I'm so excited. I've heard some of the orchestra rehearse, and it's sounding really wonderful.
O sea, wow. What?
Es una locura.
I am buying my plane ticket right now.
Come
a
on.
Ver, cuentavientes, esto está muy fuerte. El 20 de noviembre van a estar en vivo en el Sony Hall en Nueva York. Es yes. I Am House con orquesta. Uh-huh. Y va yes. a estar, es más, just to prove you how much I know House.
Okay.
Okay, Cece Peniston.
No, bueno.
Finally, it's happening to me right in front of my face. Okay? Then, yeah. Robin S. Este,
rápido.
Show me love.
Sí.
Este, ¿cómo va? ¿Cómo va Show me love? You've got to show me love.
No. Ah, sí. You got me, show me.
You got to show me love.
Black Box.
Everybody. Okay, and this is where I'm lost. Barbara Tucker. Why don't I know Barbara Tucker?
DJ
deep down inside.
Ah, okay. Okay, a ver, Inaya Day.
Keep pushing on. And she also sang, I'm horny.
Ah, claro. Ah, claro.
Horny.
No, eso va a estar impresionante.
¿Y a Muka?
Y van a ver DJs invitados. ¿Y a Muka?
Muka is, you don't appreciate me. It's kind of an underground house track. So
okay, buenísimo. Pero van a estar todas juntas. A ver, los boletos están a la venta. Es que there's a lot of people in the States that listen to the show. So obviously there's a lot of New Yorkers listening.
Yeah.
So los boletos están a la venta en eventbrite.com. 20 de noviembre. Crystal.
Oh, thank you.
With my hand on my Bible.
Okay.
I will be there.
All right, I got you.
I will be there.
And you're going to know all the songs. You're going to sing along.
No, pues with an orchestra, that's going to sound amazing.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it's nice. I've done a couple.
También.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've done a couple overseas, and I was like, we have to do this in New York. So that's when I said, let's do it.
Okay. I'm logging into Eventbrite right now. I'm buying my tickets. I'm calling my office to get my flights, and I will be there to celebrate house music. Thank you, dear. Thank you so much for being on the show again.
All right, thanks for having me. Thank you.
A big kiss. Big kiss.
Marta de Baile W. Estamos donde estés. Nueva temporada. Primer lugar en todo el cuadrante. Lo mejor de la radio. Solo con Marta de Baile en W.